Well, he said, can't we try a course of electroshock therapy? And you know why they agreed? They agreed to humor him. They just thought, well, we'll give a course of 10. And so we'll lose a little time. Big deal. It doesn't make any difference. So they gave the course of 10. And the usual course, incidentally, was 6 to 8. And it still is 6 to 8. Plugged me into the wires, put me to sleep, gave me the muscle relaxant. 6 didn't work, 7 didn't work, 8 didn't work. At 9, I noticed, it's wonderful that I could notice anything, I noticed a change, and at 10, I noticed a real change. And he went back to them, and they agreed to do another 10. Again, not a single one of them, I think there are about 7 or 8 of them, thought this would do any good. They thought this was a temporary change. But lo and behold, by 16, by 17, there were demonstrable differences in the way I felt. By 18 and 19, I was sleeping through the night. And by 20, I had the sense, I really had the sense that I could overcome this. That I was now strong enough that by an act of will, I could blow the obsessional thinking away. I could blow the depression away. And I've never forgotten, I never will forget, standing in the kitchen of the unit. It was a Sunday morning in January of 1974. Standing in the kitchen by myself and thinking, I've got the strength now to do this. It was as though those tightly coiled wires in my head had been disconnected and I could think clearly, but I need a formula. I need something to say to myself when I begin thinking obsessionally, obsessively. Well, the Gilbert and Sullivan fans in this room will remember Ruddy Gore, and they will remember Mad Margaret, and they will remember that she was married to a fellow named Sir Despard Murgatroyd, and she used to go nuts every 5 minutes or so in the play. And he said to her, we must have a word to bring you back to reality, and the word, my dear, will be Basingstoke. So every time she got a little nuts, he would say, Basingstoke, and she would say, Basingstoke it is, and she'd be fine for a little while. Well, you know, I'm from the Bronx. I can't say Basingstoke. But I had something better. And it was very simple. It was, ah, fuck it. Much better than Basingstoke, at least for me. And it worked. My God, it worked. Every time I would begin thinking obsessionally, again, once more after 20 shock treatments, I would say, ah, fuck it.